Collectors, to another episode of Kane Collects. Before I get to it, as always, follow me on all my social medias if you want to find out more about collecting and things like that. I'm Kane Collects, K-H-A-N-G Collects on Twitter, same name on Instagram, and same name on YouTube. I'm going to be, showing what I pick up from card shows, opening up product and things like that. So definitely follow me on all those if you, want to just follow my journey through collecting, because I know we all enjoy it. And going to get to it right now with my next guest, a veteran experience. He's going to educate us. He's done this for a long time on the industry of memorabilia and things like that. The owner of DC Sports, Steve Grouse. Steve, thanks for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me. Thank you very much.
No problem, not at all. I've been wanting to get you on for a while, just kind of like a lot of people have reached out, things like that. So I'm trying to get to everything. And then obviously with the show, and then now I got two young girls, it's just so hard to find time and even to collect and things like that. But you've been doing this so long, so you know how it is going through that.
Well, I think it's what you're finding out is the cycles of this business. It's just like any other business, but I think it's just more, we're more passionate about it, So, you're trying to collect and you're trying to collect the, everything a little bit, you're trying to collect cards and you're trying to collect memorabilia and then, now tickets, so, you're spreading yourself and you're spreading your money and your family's money. So I think it's a fun business, but it does have its ebb and flow, right? Just like life.
Exactly. And I mean, and collect what you can afford, people. Like, yeah, you don't want to spread yourself too thin. And like I've done on the podcast, Steve, like I've done collecting shoes and collecting toys and all the things you've mentioned. And there's video games. It's gotten crazy. And you've seen this, the growth of the collectibles industry through, I think you've done this like 27, 30 years now. So I'm sure you've seen a lot, what this industry has gone through and things like that. And for those that don't know, DC Sports is located in Lakeside Mall in Sterling Heights. They got a bunch of great stuff, memorabilia, like I mentioned, jerseys, other things. I mean, what else do you have out there for our Christmas shoppers, Steve?
Well, Christmas shoppers, again, I have to say we have plenty of Lions product, for the first time in probably 30 years or so. People are really passionate and they're really collecting Lions. We've had a lot of the players in already, Goff and Gibbs and Hutchinson, Laporta, and people are snapping those items up, whether it be a signed photo, a mini helmet, even jerseys. It's those have been tough sells over the last few years is Lions merchandise, because you don't know who's going to be around and this player is hot this year and they're gone in 2 years, So from a collector standpoint, who do I invest in? So it's been a good run with these Lions and hope they hold on for another couple weeks here.
Yeah, because I mean, it's great with the Lions being good. I mean, I'm sure you'll be able to sell more T-shirts and jerseys, but the autographs, like you mentioned, and the players, I'm sure for a while it was Barry Sanders and maybe Calvin Johnson, right? And then, I mean, who? I mean, maybe Stafford. I'm not sure how big the Stafford market was, but those three guys at best.
Well, I used to say that up until last year, quite honestly, is that at every Christmas, we would sell more Barry Sanders product than any player on the team, maybe collectively. And you see him now, he's still popular, shows are still coming out on him. He's in the national media, the statue, but this year he's balanced with some of the current players. But Barry, we rode Barry's coattails for a lot of years in our industry, for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, as much as I love Barry and you love Barry, I'm sure it's about time. It's nice to finally have current Lions kind of compete with him as far as people wanting to buy their stuff, right? So who would you say right now is the most popular Lion that you've had people request for or coming in the store for, things like that? Who's the number one Lion right now?
Well, I think Aiden Hutchinson's the number one Lion. With that crossover with coming, a homegrown guy, went to Michigan, drafted, second overall by the Lions. And I think that kind of flipped the switch. And, we just had him about 3 or 4 weeks in our store and the crowd was amazing. And he was great with everyone. And, it's just that builds upon some of the other players that we have coming in. And is that, next Tuesday, we have three players coming in. We've got Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's popular. We got Craig Reynolds and we got Alex Anzalone. So three guys at one time. But we hope their crowd is as big as Hutch's was, because Hutch had a big crowd.
So Tuesday is December 19th, right? What time is that signing starting, and where can people get tickets? Or is there tickets? Is it first come, first serve? Yep. How does that work?
Well, it's a little bit of both. You need a ticket to get an autograph. Each player is a la carte. And it starts at 6 o'clock for Anzalone, where that's our goal, and then 6:30 for the other two players. So you can get a ticket by calling BC Sports at 586-566-8331. Or if you can't make the signing for some reason, you just go on our website, and that is DetroitCitySports.com. And that's another thing that's done very well for us this holiday season is the internet, because, you know, again, time, the traffic here in Detroit, you know, on a Tuesday night, people sometimes can't get across town. So they've been ordering a lot of items online.
Okay, so if they can't make it, you will have stuff after the signing for them to purchase.
We'll have some stuff available for them to purchase, but we also have a pre-order that they can pre-order items ahead of time and select which items they want. And we ship that to them usually 2-3 days after the signing.
Do you guys do authenticating yourself there? Obviously the store will do that. Is there any other, or is it just the DC?
Well, you know what? We have a Beckett authentication. Beckett is witnessing the signings now, and they put their hologram on. If someone just likes, and that's $8. If someone wanted the DC Sports certificate or our hologram, we put that on at no extra charge. We've been doing that for 30 years. But I do like the Beckett authentication. It's a third-party authentication, which is on the database, and people can, you know, safely buy it and gift it to people and look it up years, you know, from now.
Yeah, for anyone who is kind of new to the, you know, memorabilia and just signed jerseys and authenticating things like that, I personally would recommend a third party, just because, like Steve said, it's a third party. You can look it up on a database. And if you ever decide to sell it or move it to somebody else, there's like that authentication is going to be big, because Steve, you can talk about this. Fakes are a problem in the industry, unfortunately, and every industry has its pros and cons. And the cons for, you know, the signed and autographed memorabilia stuff is the fake stuff. I mean, have you gone through like where someone's brought in something to you and tried to say, hey, this was signed by Al Kaline or whoever, and right, and whether it's authenticated or not, did you have to break the news to them like, man, this is not real?
Yeah, well, we have on some cases, but what we've done for the last 5 or 6 years is we brought in Beckett authentication, this third party authentication. And Tang, they come in and they authenticate items like on your back wall. You know, they'll come in and they're going to authenticate the Jordans, the Mickey Mantles. That's their expertise. Unfortunately, those two players, Mantle and Jordan, are, you know, forged a lot because of the value of those players. You know, I've kind of had to break some people. The bad news is, you know, through Beckett's, turning them down. But that's a great service that we do. And I believe the next time we're doing it is in February. They'll be in and they'll do hundreds of items. We've had people bring a Babe Ruth ball in from Ohio to get it authenticated. And Beckett thought it was one of the best Babe Ruth balls they've ever seen. So that stuff comes through our store to get authenticated. And once it's authenticated, we can either sell it for them on a consignment basis or we buy it outright. And quite honestly, the only way we buy autographs right now is having that third party. So, you know, again, it's a tough business and the margins are always there. So you just can't afford to buy an item, sink hundreds of dollars into it to find out that it's not a real autograph.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I would personally do it, especially in the higher end stuff that you think might be worth some, Steve. But like if it's someone like a player that I'm not to throw anyone under the bus or something like Jonas Gerebko or something. I don't know. We're like, hey, you just want to keep it for yourself. Don't worry about authenticating that. You're fine, you know. And maybe
you're right. Yeah, you're right. And what we do with the signings though, and that's why $8 sounds a lot better than $20 or $30 or $40. For $8, you're there. You know, we've got again Amon-Ra St. Brown. $8, you get that hologram on there, and that's great forever. But you're right. Is that when you're going back and looking at what do I get authenticated or not? Yeah, I would stick, and I'll say this probably a couple times during conversation, you stick with the legends. You know, is that, hey, I'm going to sink this money to authenticate the LeBrons or the Jordans and you know, Otanis and things like that to make sure that Brady, of course, is to make sure that autograph's real.
Well, that, I'm glad you brought up Ohtani, actually, and LeBron and Jordan, because outside of Detroit local players, who is like a popular player that people ask for or tend to buy a lot from that you've noticed over the last few years?
Well, you know, again, Brady, because of the Detroit connection, but Ohtani was very popular this summer. We did the National in Chicago, and for those that don't know, it's a sports show that brings people from all around the world. They fly in from all around the world to the show, and there's thousands of tables of people like ourselves. And Ohtani just happened to be in Detroit. The first game, he throws the one hitter, and the second game, he hits two home runs. The prices just shot up, and the demand for him shot up just while we were sitting there in Chicago. So I'd say Ohtani, and now with switching teams to the Dodgers, you'll see a lot of new customers come out and demand for his product. So I would say for us, Ohtani is probably the number, outside of Detroit, the number one guy we sell now.
Yeah, I mean, modern day Babe Ruth. You were speaking of Babe Ruth before, so I mean, it's the closest thing or people could say they saw something like that. I mean, do you feel like sticking with? I mean, he's in a huge market now. I mean, Anaheim to claim LA, but let's be honest, that's a Dodger town. I have friends and family out there. They talk Dodgers over Angels all day. But so now that he's with the Dodgers, big market. Do you find, like, in the memorabilia industry, does baseball kind of drive it? Like, because those guys are the collectors. I feel like they're the they've been there the longest, and they kind of pass it down to their kids, and it's the passion is there for baseball. And there's so many, and honestly, there's so many different things you can get autographed in baseball too, right?
Right. Yeah, I think baseball and the National guys, as far as passing it down generations, though, I think the younger generation's more into basketball and football. You know, is that my son watches religiously the NBA. And I'm not all in the NBA, maybe because we're in Detroit, but
what the NBA's done. The NBA's done good, Steve. I think it's the pop culture aspect of it. Okay. Maybe what's cool, and the NBA has a lot of superstars, and they're always on TV, whether it's commercials or they're selling something, right? I think maybe that's where it is. But you're right about that. Yeah, I was just told, like in the card industry, from like experienced card shop owners, that as long as the baseball card market's doing good, they will help the other cards do well. So I didn't know how it was for memorabilia, but yeah, that makes sense. Maybe for the younger crowd, I guess, for memorabilia wise, like LeBron James, from Michael Jordan to LeBron James, they're like huge mega stars. So
right, yeah, and you touch a little bit about football. I do believe you ask what sells outside of the Detroit area. We've sold a lot of stuff of, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. And, even I had some people looking for Drew Brees. The quarterbacks are still driving that whole market, And I think that's how football is. And those are high-dollar items because they're on full-size helmets and people are buying them.
Would you say, okay, if someone was to get something autographed and it was for an investment purpose, do not get it personalized? Or does that bring the value down? Or does it matter who the player is? Things like that.
Well, definitely, I would not get it personalized. Now, there are some players that if you meet them in person, they only personalize. Yeah. So if you're there, you take the autograph and move on. But if it's a paid autograph like we feature, you definitely do not want to get it personalized, in my opinion. And when I tell collectors that, they say, well, I'm never going to sell it. And I agree with that. They're not going to sell it, but we're not all going to be around forever. And so therefore their family's going to say, hey, I've got one to Steve. Well, that's great. Except you got to find Steve that wants that autograph. And it's unfortunately that's the case. And it's better just put best wishes or something like that. But personalization. And I think that's the whole history of this memorabilia is, hey, I'm going to get personalized to myself. The Red Wings back in the day, we're going to get all the photos to Steve, and that's great, except who wants them? My son doesn't want them. So I think as we're talking collecting, we're talking about investments a little bit, what to sink your money into, I definitely would go with autographs without the inscription.
Without the inscription.
Without the personalization.
Without the personalization. Inscription, they put like their Hall of Fame numbers, that's fine. Things like that.
Yeah, Hall of Fame, that adds to it. Some of the nicknames add to it. But inscriptions also, to me, don't add the value that sometimes you have to pay to get that inscription. You know, with Amon-Ra St. Brown, put Sun God on there. It's pretty cool. And it's, you know, it's not that pricey, but to have Tom Brady write MVP for $750, I don't think that's a great investment. Just to throw out a number.
No, absolutely. So it is for people, it is a numbers game. You got to see if it's worth it or not. Like in I do a lot of cards on this podcast, Steve. And so people ask, well, should I grade this card or not? Well, the question is, well, how much will it increase in value if you grade the card? Is it worth the price of grading it then? You know, you've got to work the math and the numbers out. And the same thing with the inscriptions, like you're saying, depending on how much the inscription costs, is it going to really up the value of that much? If it's not, then don't get it, right?
That's right. And that's exactly how I feel about these first inscriptions, is that you got to be careful if there's going to be the back end investment on it. And like I said, a Brady, now that he's completed, you can put down how many Super Bowl he's won. And that's a good one. OK, but again, it's going to cost you almost $1,000 to get that inscription. And I don't know if you'll ever get that on the backside.
So as far as getting like certain objects signed, what do you think, what's like the best thing to get signed? Like in baseball, is it a bat? Is it a glove? Is it a ball? Is it a hat? And then, you know, in the other sports, is it a basketball? Is it shoes? Is it a jersey? I mean, what is like your recommendation, or what have you seen through all these years of doing this? What seems to be the most valuable thing to get signed?
Well, I think the number one thing, and this is a whole segment maybe for another day, is game used, right? If you can ever get anything game used, that's what you get signed. But every other sport, I'm going to say in football, I'm getting a jersey or a helmet, a full-size authentic helmet done. In baseball, I'm getting a jersey done. Bats, I used to think would be popular, but they're really not, because they're tough to display. And so therefore, if I'm a collector of bats, where am I going to display 50 bats? For example, but if I'm a baseball, who again, baseball, the common denominator is the ball denomination. So I can collect 200 baseballs. And if it's in a nice wall, you know, in my office or in my basement and things like that. Let's talk hockey. Hockey sticks used to be very popular. But again, the displaying is tough of a stick. So I would go with jerseys or a collection of hockey pucks. Basketball, basketballs, or jerseys. That's where I go. Now, you want to be that unique collector, then it's shoes and things, skates and things like that. But that's more a niche market. And I don't know the resale on that as much as going with the common items that everyone's going to collect. For example, if I'm collecting baseballs and I'm missing a Mickey Mantle for my collection, I'm going to pay whatever it takes to get a Mickey Mantle ball versus some other item, Simon Mantle.
Yeah, so if you can't get game used, you would recommend those items that you're saying, because game used above all, though, right?
Yeah, game used, again, they're more rare, they're more unique. Again, we talk about authentication in that, and there's a lot of fakes in that industry or something that isn't what it truly is supposed to be. And again, the leagues have done a better job of authenticating items. Like baseball led the league on that about 20 years ago. They started authentication, and you can buy with confidence through the Tigers or MLB.com items that are authenticated as game used.
Yeah, like I'm glad you brought up the game used thing, because I did have a podcast with one of a big time game used collector, and he has actually a full game used, a playoff game used of Michael Jordan's jersey and shorts. Okay.
Wow.
And the thing about that is, he was telling me about, and you know about this, but so we'll just talk to the listeners. So if, for those that don't know, you probably need to go get that game photo matched. You need to have a third party, a very reputable third party. And there's a couple of them out there, and they will do the work for you. You will pay them, and they will do the work for you to make sure that they find all the little thread here or there, a mark, whatever, and they find the photo and they match it to your whatever uniform you have or jersey, and they will say, hey, we as a third party authenticate this to be used in this game, right?
Yeah, no, you're right. They can track it down to a game or a significant home run that a baseball player hit, you know, wearing that jersey, and the bats, the same thing. Photo matching has done that, but you're right. If you've got something of that caliber, you definitely need to spend the money to make sure that's real, because that's like in the card industry going from an 8 to 10, right? Or even more.
That's a big gap in the value.
Yeah, the exponential value a photo match in that Jordan game worn jerseys. Great. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So did you hear, I don't know if you heard about this, Steve, the NBA, you mentioned the MLB's done a great job of authenticating game used stuff. The NBA is getting into it with, I think it's a third party now too, about game worn stuff they're going to put on their website.
Well, you know, I did not hear that, but it makes sense. It's, again, baseball's been doing it, as I mentioned, 20 years. I know that company, or the company that does it, is they approached football. You know, just think if it was if you could authenticate a football that Tom Brady threw for a game-winning touchdown, what would the value of that be, right? Now, I know the footballs are a little different. They got to keep them. There's only a limited amount that are used in a game, so they can't keep pulling them out. But, you know, or just say Michigan and go to the college level. They score a touchdown. Corum goes over the goal line with a football to win the national championship. What would that football be worth to some Michigan collector, right?
Absolutely. Do you remember that story that Tom Brady threw his last touchdown, he thought, for Tampa Bay, and then threw it into the crowd, and then it went for auction, and then he came back, and they're like, dude, this is not the last ball anymore.
Right. They did. I heard, and I don't know, sure, I heard they refunded the person's money. But see, that's just it. It's the excitement. It's the limited edition. It's the, hey, I've got something that no one else has, and here's the proof that I've got it. You know, that's definitely a special industry, and I think it's here. It's going to just grow. Also, Ohtani jerseys, I think they were going for $80,000 being game year, and he could change jerseys, you know, every game, every inning if he wanted to.
So, yeah, there's some players that switch. Yeah, you're right. Innings, switch at halftime, switch during the quarters. Did you hear the story about, oh God, now it's slipping in my mind. I wish I would have thought about this. Who was it? It was a guard that they knew they were going to, Emmitt Smith. Did you hear the story? He was going to break the rushing record, break Walter Payton's rushing record, and he changed jerseys because he knew that they were going to want, the Hall of Fame was going to want it. He wanted one for himself, so he's switching jerseys during the game to give one to the Hall of Fame, to keep one for himself, and so forth.
Well, he's a smart man, because you're right, is that he had the foresight to know that, you know, and yeah, you know, most players wouldn't have that, but you got to have, and most teams do have a backup jersey, you know, again, Wayne Gretzky or some, they could change jerseys every period, you know, and does that decrease the value? No. If it's a milestone game, it's got that value, just that there's three out there instead of one.
Yeah, I had Herman Moore on the podcast a couple episodes ago, and he spoke about it. And if you've seen, you haven't seen it yet, on Bye Bye Barry, the Amazon special on Barry Sanders, Herman Moore actually spoke about this, and he spoke to me about it. He said that as soon as after the game where Barry Sanders broke 2,000 yards, he asked him for his cleats and he got him to sign them. And Barry's like, sure. And he didn't think anything of it at the time.
Well, you know, we have a signing with Barry every year, and we see him probably 2-3 times a year at private signings. And he's the most unassuming player, just as you saw in that video, Bye Bye Baby and Bye Bye Barry. And he's, yeah, that doesn't mean anything to me. Here, take my jersey. You want my cleats? Why would you want them? Yeah, sure, go ahead. That is so believable. That is so Barry. But again, he's a very humble person, you know. And I think that's why he's endeared to Detroit, because of that, his nature.
Yeah, I mean, he was the most popular line for the longest time in signing. He hadn't even played in years, and he's still signing today, and he still draws a huge crowd. How do you tell somebody that comes up to you and says, I have an autograph, this, how much is it worth? Like, I know you're not like, you're not a complete expert on like how much things are worth, but how can you gauge or give someone an estimate how much they think something might be worth?
Well, again, might've mentioned the last 5 or 6 years, we've been selling people's collections, and we do that through our website, again, DetroitCitySports.com, under a premium auction site. So that's given us some idea of what these unique items will go for, okay? And we also, being in the industry for 30 years, a couple of our staff members do know what a pair of Steve Yzerman skates would go for that have been game used, or a jersey, or things like that. Some, again, are a little bit more unique, but I think when people come in or they call us on the phone, unfortunately, they don't have those unique items that really will garner a big return. But I think they just want to know. And if we can give them our expertise, we do. And if not, we just tell them, hey, we just don't know. But yeah, you get, especially around the holidays, we do get a lot of calls for people to quote stuff for them.
Yeah. And sometimes it's as simple as, hey, we put up for auction and the market decides, right? I mean,
well, that's exactly right. And now I've got a basis to tell people that with confidence, you know. And if they come in and say, I've got a Steve Yzerman jersey, I said, well, you see what it goes for on our floor. It's $450. That's the high end, you know, or that's the price. And you can work your way back from there, you know. If you're going to sell it to a friend or whatever, you know what the retail price is and go from there.
How do you gauge like signed pictures, or is that just like a set market from like, you know, the big companies themselves, Upper Deck, Fanatics, whoever, like, you know, just an action photo that's autographed?
Well, you've got the cost of the autograph in there, and you do, you know, search around a little bit to some of the sites to see what they're going for. And you kind of keep it comparable. If you've got the Steve Yzerman photo for X and you've got, Barry for that, you're paying around the same price or retailing for the same price, or Calvin Johnson. By the way, we got Calvin Johnson coming in here on Saturday. I can't forget that. But so they're about the same price points as far as retail.
That's Saturday the 16th, right? That's a big one because Calvin hasn't signed. He doesn't really sign ever, right? He hasn't signed. I think I saw him in Virginia for a card show maybe a couple months ago signed, but other than that, I don't remember him really signing.
Yeah, from what we hear, he hasn't done a public signing in Detroit for 10 years.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, you know, whereas Barry signs, you know, once a year, if not twice in our area, Calvin, the demand is there. And now that he's, you know, him and Barry are both on the sidelines for the Lions and, you know, things like that, I think everybody's going to come out on Saturday. And that one starts around noon on Saturday. Again, if they want tickets or want some information, 586-566-8331. And I can't believe I forgot that at this point.
Oh, it's okay. Before the episode's over, people, we're going to have Steve run down a bunch of signings they have upcoming at DC Sports and Lakeside, because, I mean, he has a lot of them. He's already mentioned, what, four Lions, and I know there's other players that are coming through. I mean, Lions are hot right now, so it's the perfect time to get, you know, Calvin and Anzalone and St. Brown and those guys. So speaking of which, that used to never be able to get signings before. You speak Calvin hasn't signed in 10 years. NIL, how's the college athlete and everything like that? How has that changed your business, Steve? I'm sure you're all for it, but I mean, how is that? Right. Like, have you seen this progress from players getting their Heismans taken away from them from basically straight up signing for money now, you know?
Right. Well, it has changed the industry. We've kind of, for the last 2 years, it's been out there, and we've kind of taken the wait and see approach. I've really only dealt with a couple players directly. Mostly it's hosting it for some other companies that have the rights to Blake Corum or Donovan Edwards. Because, you know, unlike a Calvin Johnson, that's a Hall of Famer, there's still some doubt about the long-term success of some of these players. Everyone's on the Michigan bandwagon, and then these guys are very nice guys. We've met them. I would do with J.J. McCarthy's signing in a heartbeat, you know, because he's the hot ticket, you know, and he's definitely going to the NFL next year. He's a leader on that team. But I think you got to be a little bit more selective. You know, the Hutch signing, we waited until he was drafted, and it ended up being for the Lions before we did a signing with him. And I think that was a very popular site. That was, you know, almost over a year ago. But yeah, the NIL, it's as you see, though, they're all free agents. They can play for Michigan this year and then jump to Ohio State next year. So what would be in a Michigan uniform, you know? So I think I like to see these guys get to their senior year and then maybe do something with it.
Yeah, that you're right about that. That is a risk. I mean, the pros, you always know that a guy can be traded, but in college, you never really thought about that before. Not that these guys are getting traded, but they're basically free agents, so they can go to another school next year. I mean, like if you're a big Michigan State fan, and maybe you're a big Keon Coleman fan, and you got something signed from him on a Spartan helmet or something, and then the next year he's at Florida State doing great, but he's doing it for Florida State, and you're like, I mean, he's still a great player, but I mean, he did technically, he went to Michigan State. It's just that he didn't maybe, you know, end up there.
Right. So as if he does go to the pros, which he probably will, he's going to be recognized for going to Florida State, not Michigan State. Right. So I think that does, if you're looking at sinking in some money into some of these college athletes, I think you got to be very careful about what you're doing because,
Or it could be
some
like,
of the prices are insane.
Or it could be a cool thing where, hey, he did go to Michigan State and I have the, you know, jersey or helmet or whatever. So
you're right. The uniqueness of that or collecting, if you're a big fan of him, getting him from all his progression through Florida State and the pros. But again, some of the prices that the autographers want, I mean, these players that are in college are a little high right now too. But again, I think that's just a phenomenon being here in Michigan, and the team's done great for 3 years, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely an area where we support our college teams, and you know that. And it's not like that in every state, but with Michigan and Michigan State here, two big programs, you have big fan bases. So, sometimes it can be a little high, and I guess that's part of prospecting if you really want to take the chance on young guys. I mean, even rookies in the NBA, that's prospecting, you know, like as much as I like Cade Cunningham, for example. I mean, he's only in his second, third year. We don't know what he's going to be. Jaden Ivey, Jalen Duren, you know, young guys like that. Jahmyr Gibbs, Jameson Williams, it's still a risk there, right? Because those guys aren't proven.
Well, it's definitely a risk. I think you touched upon the Pistons. We did have Cade recently. But that signing was supposed to be 2 years ago before he got injured and things like that. So, you know, that's a risky signing with Cade because, again, he came in with so much fanfare. And who knows how that's going to play out even in a couple years, right? So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then I'm not trying to be a downer because it could be worth it. I saw an article where Kobe Bryant, they were putting it in the newspaper. You get his autograph. I think it was like $25, like when he was a rookie with the Lakers. And it was at a card show or something like that. And people had, you know, he was a high school kid, 13th pick, and people didn't know. And it was like insanely cheap for his autograph at the time. And obviously we see what happened with him. I mean, he's one of the most collectible athletes in the world, let alone basketball players.
No, you're 100% right. But I think those days are different than now because all the social media and the media hype and, the television, everything. There's no one sneaking around anywhere that people don't know about, you know, so, and the agents are involved. Hey, I can get you X amount for that autograph. So, you know, that's what's driving, setting the price basically for some of these young guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So what kind of deals let's go through the lineup right now. What's going on at DC Sports in the next couple of weeks and next month or so here for signings?
Sure. Again, this Saturday, we have Calvin Johnson on Saturday, December 16th. Followed in 3 days by St. Brown, Craig Reynolds, and Alex Anzalone. And if you haven't met St. Brown, he's a great guy. And this will be our third signing with him. And he packs the house every time he comes in. Then we're switching gears a little bit. And we've been backing off on some of the other sports to see how long the Lions run is. And we have Hall of Famer Dominic Hasek coming in January 22nd. Followed by Brett Hall, January 27th. And then we got Dennis Rodman in February 24th. And it's been a few years since we dealt with Dennis. So we're looking forward to having him back because, again, you know, culture icon, everybody loves him. And, again, part of the Bad Boys success that we had many years ago.
No, Dennis is obviously everyone. I mean, because he also was famous outside of Detroit. I mean, he became such a pop culture icon. And then The Last Dance, he was obviously one of the, one of the players featured in that. So, yeah, that's definitely a big one. Any other, anything else going on besides the signings at DC for like Christmas shoppers and things, deals you guys got going on?
Well, we got some, we really per se don't have any last minute sales. We did a Cyber Monday sale a couple weeks ago and we had, Black Friday sales. Right now, we're basically seeing how everything shakes out. We probably will have some sales after the holidays after we look at our inventory and see what needs to move. Again, if we go into January with the Lions still in play, that's something we haven't had in a long time. If Michigan wins one of the games, if that New Year's Eve game, that gives us some extra 2-3 extra weeks of sales, that we haven't had. So it's exciting times in our memorabilia industry. The industry is doing well. People are still spending money on it, and it's all fueled by the success of the teams. And we really haven't touched on it. The Wings have been a little bit of a surprise, the Red Wings.
Yeah, I mean, Kane coming here has brought some more excitement to the Wings, right?
Exactly right. Getting DeBrincat at the beginning of the year to add to that lineup. And then adding Patrick Kane, I was at that game the other night where he scored his first goal, and that place was crazy, you know. And so I think you put all that together, it's a good time in sports in Detroit, for sure.
That's awesome. And you guys sell more than memorabilia too, right? For people looking.
Yeah, we sell, we sell apparel, T-shirts, the hoodies, the hats. Hats have been strong. So we've been doing well with that. I think we also have jerseys. Jerseys are a little bit tougher to get now because of, you know, different people owning the rights to the jerseys. But we still do a strong business in jerseys and knickknacks too. If you wanted to buy a keychain or coffee mug for Christmas, we have that. You know, I always say we're a kind of a hybrid store because we try to do a little bit of everything to take care of the collector.
Yeah, that's awesome. So people go out and see Steve at DC Sports and Lakeside Mall. It's a great store. I've been there many times. What are your hours? Are there holiday extended hours or the hours?
Yeah, they're extended. Our basic hours are 10 to 7, but for the holidays, we're basically 10 to 8, a little bit extra. And I think the final week we open up at 9, which, again, people aren't used to that. So, I would say stick to 10 to 7, and that's our core hours.
All right. Well, awesome, Steve. I appreciate it. Yeah, go on the website if you have any questions for any of the signings that he just mentioned. You could pre-order. Hopefully they'll have some stuff after. But, I mean, you can't take a chance. If you want to get it, make sure you pre-order, I guess, or show up that day, right?
That's right. And, again, it's nothing better than meeting these guys and maybe getting to shake your hand or getting a little lean-in with them. And
Is that the lean-over-the-table photo that people
get? Yeah. Well, again, that's always our goal. You know, we've gone to some of the post photos, and those are really good, turned out really good. But those are a little expensive, the lean-ins. But a lot of times it depends on the player. And if the player says, yeah, let's do it, you know, people love it. And it's that little extra that it's almost, gang, it's almost like the photo is more important than the autograph on some of these. But that's how people are, you know, and that's how the industry's rolling.
That's the real authentication, Steve, for the people that.
Yeah,
you
know. Yeah, there's that puck there. You see it right there on the table. You're right.
Exactly. And sometimes, just so people know, you're at the mercy of sometimes the agent or the player's requests and what they want to do, right? I mean, it's not you or whether they set the pricing too and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely the pricing is set by, you know, the agents that we deal with. Very little the player has it. You know, he's letting the agent do that just like they do with their contracts. And as far as the flow of the signings, as I said, we like to try to get where every person gets a little quick lean in. We have a person that takes the photo for them to speed up the line. But some of the players, if they're out there for an hour, hour and a half signing, they want to possibly move on or go home and relax a little bit. So it's a delicate balance. And if we start with the lean ins, we want to finish with the lean in versus have someone said, hey, I didn't get one just because I was a little bit late.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, man. So I've seen some of these signings and they can get, depending on the player, it, these guys are signing a lot of stuff, people, a lot of stuff.
Right. Well, again, it's more revenue for them. And people say that, why is this guy's making millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars? Why are they doing a signing? Hey, it could be, you know, for any extra things, you know, the football players, I never regret that them charging because their careers are so short, you know, so this extra income. Hey, I'm not saying they're living on it, but back in the day, Gordie Howe used to make more money signing autographs than he did playing. So, you know, that's the autograph price is out there. You know, it's a chance to meet your heroes for sure.
Yeah. And sometimes for players, and you're right. I mean, yes, they make a lot of money, but they have a certain amount of window time where they can make that money. And some guys are, you know, hey, they get to meet the fans, they get to supplement their income and things like that. And so, yeah, I get it. Trust me, I get it. I don't know if everyone else gets it, but I get it, Steve.
Right. Right. It's a great thing to supplement their income, take care of things to help their families out.
Sure. Yeah. Steve from DC Sports, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. We'll have you back on. There's a bunch of other topics we can always get to. We'll probably have you on post-Christmas when everything kind of settles down a little bit for you, huh?
That sounds great. I appreciate you having me.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to the Kane Collects podcast. As always, if you enjoy the podcast, please tell a friend or a family. You can download Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey. And as always, keep collecting.